When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
If you want a love song, you've come to the right place. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Today, we're going to celebrate what makes the world go round. Yes, and if you know the album to Carnival, you know the answer to that question. What makes the world go round? Love. The great lyricist Alan J. Lerner said it's hard to write a love song without using the word love in the title. And he did pretty well. I've grown accustomed to her face, or if ever I would leave you. He did very well skirting around that word love. But for the score to Carmelina with Burton Lane, he plunged right into it. A lovely song called It's Time for a Love Song, and we heard it sung by Michael Feinstein with the composer Burton Lane at the piano. Today we're going to get into the Valentine's Day spirit. It may not be Valentine's Day when you listen to this show, but as Rodgers and Hart would say, each day is Valentine's Day. So today we're going to spread a lot of love around. Most musicals are about romance in some manner, shape, or form. It's the engine that drives so many shows and certainly the undercurrent to others, even shows as seemingly unromantic as, say, Sweeney Todd or Titanic or 1776, has a little bit of romance somewhere at the core in some of the characters. But today we're going to sort of amp it up We're not just going to sing about love, but each song we're going to play today has love in the title as well as the theme. Most Broadway musicals, boy meets girl, boy and girl express their affection at some point, boy loses girl, and then the boy gets a girl right before the curtain comes down at 10:45. That's a kind of arc we're going to look at today. So let's start from the very beginning. Let's start with a character who's desperately looking for love in all the right places, but she just can't seem to find it. That's Lizzie Curry, the leading character in the wonderful musical by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, 110 in the Shade, embodied so beautifully and so poignantly by Inga Swenson. Here is Lizzie Curry, hoping that love will find her at the right time in the right place.
I have so many things I want to do for you. I have so many things saved up to say. I have so many longings that belong to you. To you, I have so many smiles that I could cry. I have so many kisses I could bring to you. So love, don't pass me by. I can't offer you lots of fancy things to make you come and stay, but I could wash your socks and mend your coat and cook you lots of good things every day. So love, if you're looking for a happy place, I've a heart that is absolutely free. Open arms that are aching for their first embrace. So love, discover me.
As we all know, she eventually does find love in the arms of not just one guy, but two. Has to make a tough decision at the end of 110 in the Shade. Well, as Andrew Lloyd Webber might have it, love changes everything. That's from the musical Aspects of Love. But let's go to an earlier Andrew Lloyd Webber song from a musical that I really love, no pun intended. It's a 1975 musical called Jeeves, which he wrote in the West End with lyrics by Alan Ayckbourn. And it's never really seen the light of day in America. He did a revision called By Jeeves, but not nearly as interesting. Here's from the original London cast album, which has never been put onto CD, with the irrepressible David Hemmings as Bertie Wooster trying to do a little work for his friend Gussie Finknottle and sort of seduce Madeline Bassett on his behalf. So here's David Hemmings talking about what happens when love arrives at your front door.
When love arrives, it's hard to tell. He doesn't ring the front door bell. He doesn't wait politely in the card. He doesn't always wipe his feet. In fact, he's not at all discreet. He may not phone to warn you. He may call and means to stay. He may not come when you're expecting him to visit. But if he does, make sure he finds you home. Surrender now, for what's the use? And wave that friendly flag of truce. Just rush right out to greet him. Don't hesitate at all, dear. You'll bless the day that love rings your bell.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Who's there?
It's love.
Come in.
Kiss, kiss.
When love arrives.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess who?
Let's see.
It's me!
Oh-ho! Close your eyes and lend an ear, for I suspect he's somewhere near, and that it's you that he has come to find.
Oh, Bertie dear.
So let him hold you tight and snug,
like kittens cuddled in a rug.
Oh, well, that's the sort of thing I had in mind.
Oh, look, my dear. It's time to go to bed.
What's that she said?
I know this night can't be in vain. The stars shine in God's daisy chain. And even Mr. Moon's begun to snore.
Good grief. No more. Look softly now and close your eyes.
And will I get a big surprise?
What else do you think I'm doing all this for you? Lovely thing you. Just wait right here till love himself arrives. Wait here, just there. That's it. Don't move. Stay put. Eyes shut. That's it. La 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 la. What could a chap do without it? How would he get through without it? How would he stay true without the code of the Woosters? Another smooth and successful operation, say cheese.
Well, that was David Hemmings' Jeeves doing his best to encourage Madeline Bassett to fall in love. A lovely score. I wish we could hear more of it at some point. Perhaps we will. Well, today's theme is about love, and a Broadway musical only works in a romantic vein if both characters want to get to the starting gate, as it were. Both characters want to fall in love. And there's one song I've always been a big fan of. I would file it under "The Lady Doth Protest Too Much." It's from The Pajama Game. It's the lead female character's opening song, "I'm Not at All in Love." And there are a lot of good renditions, but let's hear Kelly O'Hara from the recent Broadway revival that also co-starred Harry Connick, proclaiming that love may not be quite on her agenda for the day. I think we know a little better.
Love? Are you nuts?
Some people can't tell when it hits them.
All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they've got you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do is be polite with him, and they've got you spending the night with him. If there's a guy you merely have a beer with, they've got you setting a wedding date. It seems they've just gotta have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a bit, not a mite, though I'll admit he's quite a hunk of guy. But he is not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he, not an ounce, not a pinch, he's just an inch too sure. as a tiger when he's mad.
And I'll bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad.
But I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a straw, not a hair. I don't care if he's as strong as a lion or if he has the rest of your sire. You may be so, but this girl ain't boyin'. I'm not at all in love.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love, oh no.
Not a pin, not a crumb.
Must be the sun.
But this lady's heart, he doesn't affect a bit.
It's easy to see that her daddy grin is the grin she always wears. And she's breathless because she ran up a flight of stairs.
Obviously, naturally,
certainly.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Obviously.
Naturally.
Certainly.
Ah! She's not at all in love, not at all in love, not she.
No, I'm not.
Not a dot.
Not a touch.
No, not much.
When I fall in love, there'll be no doubt about it. But you will know from the way that I shout it.
You're shouting.
I haven't fallen.
She hasn't fallen.
I'm not at all in
love. She's not at all in love.
A little obstacle is always helpful in a musical. Gives you a little tension, lets the story play out a little longer. So, obviously, in the pajama game, it all works out. But let's go over to England to see another, or to hear from another, slightly recalcitrant heroine. This is a musical I love a lot. It's never come to America for legal reasons that surpasseth all understanding. But it's called Robert and Elizabeth, and it's a musical slash operetta about the courtship of Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning. And some of you may know that story from the movie The Barretts of Wimpole Street, which the musical is based on. So here's one of my favorite singers, Keith Michelle, as Robert Browning, trying to convince June Braunhill, who plays Elizabeth Barrett, that she really should surrender to the moment, because as we all eventually know, and we all knew before we came in to see the show, that Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning would have one of the great romances in English literature and of all time. So here's Keith Michelle to, shall we say, get the ball rolling already.
My dear Miss Barrett, it's quite useless. You're trying to put aside the word. I am neither mad nor morbidly impressionable. I am as sane and level-headed as any man living, and I tell you in all soberness, you are the center of my life.
My dear Mr. Browning, I must...
I said love, and I mean love. Let's be clear from the start. Something very strange has happened here in my heart. Friendship can be quite delightful. Having friends is very nice. But, my dear friend, I must warn you, merely friendship won't suffice. Now I'm rich, rich as Croesus, taller than St. Peter's Rome. I found where the golden fleece is without even leaving home. I said love, and I mean love, I repeat from the start. Something very strange has happened here in my heart.
Mr. Browning, if I were to take your... too seriously. It would, of course, mean the immediate end of a pleasant friendship.
I said love, and I mean love. Now I know how it feels, throwing bonnets over windmills, going hot over heels. This is love, you'll know it's love when you've learned what it can mean to be young when you're 100, to be old at 17. This was planned, why dissemble? Planned by fate, why pretend? Take my hand, feel it tremble. Would it tremble for a friend? I said love, and I mean love. I repeat from the start, something wonderful has happened. Happened here in my heart.
Well, who could resist that romantic imprecation? Keith Michelle and June Braunhill from Robert and Elizabeth. A lovely score. We'll hear more of it in time. And I hope someday, somewhere, that show can come to the United States, because we deserve a little uplifting romance like that. Okay, so we've come a little bit to the end of our first arc. Our characters have set up. The man and the woman have expressed their love for each other. But there might be some concern that the people outside their little relationship might comment or might make jokes or might catch on too quickly. So here's a song by Rodgers and Hammerstein, which is kind of obsessed, you might say, about what other folks might say about your relationship. Well, we don't really care. We just want the couple to get together. In this case, it's Sammy Davis and Carmen McRae embodying one of the great duets from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma.
At me, don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't blow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Don't praise my charm too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much. Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above.
So Sammy and Carmen take it up a bit, take it up a notch in the swing category. Good for them. It's a commonplace that Oscar Hammerstein was a genius at writing the, quote, conditional love song, unquote, where people don't come out and exactly express how they're feeling. Make-Believe from Showboat, this song, People Will Say We're in Love, and, of course, If I Loved You from Carousel are firmly in that category. But what about the characters who throw caution to the wind? They don't care what other people think. They just want to express their love for one another. Well, let's hear a song from Little Me, a great comic score by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, in which Sid Caesar, as the rich, noble Eggleston, expresses his deep affection for Belle Poitrine as best as he possibly can. Let's give him, shall we say, an A for effort. Here is the hilarious Sid Caesar.
I love you as much as I am able, considering I'm wealthy, considering you're poor.
That's very nice because I love you.
She loves you, she loves you.
I know it.
As much as I am able.
Considering her background.
Considering your mother.
Oh.
Considers me a bore. My passion will endure for you.
And I will always love you.
My heart I'll keep secure for you.
Though other girls are so far above you. Show you I am democratic, considering your riffraff, and I am well to do. As
noble,
and worthy of the
label,
as much as I am able. I love you.
Hi, this is Larry Maslon from Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at love, love in all the right places. The best place for love is in a Broadway musical. But let's turn across the sea for a second to a show that didn't begin even in England. It actually began in Paris, Irma La Douce. It eventually came to London and had a very nice Broadway run in the early 60s. You may know Irma La Douce from the movie. It's about a young student who falls in love with, shall we say, a lady of the streets called Irma La Douce and have a slightly sort of tangled relationship that involves mistaken identity and disguise and murder and so on. All the things, as they say in the show, that makes life worth living. I'm a big fan of Keith Michelle, a singer, actor who's began his career in New Zealand, later England, later Broadway. Let's hear him again with Elizabeth Seal singing the great love ballad from Irma La Douce, in which the characters completely connect because they speak the same musical language.
I know what I feel when you're near. I know it each time you appear. No point in declaiming an ode when we have our own special code. No need to speak, no need to sing, when just a glance means everything. Not a word need be spoken in our language of love. I'll touch your cheek, you'll hold my hand, and only we will understand
that the silence is broken by our language of love.
It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments outclassing guardian angels apart. Can say the tender meaning we convey. I love you.
spoken in a language of love. It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be other moments outclassing. Guardian angels a-passing.
Now what we'll do,
now what we'll do,
no lips can
no
say,
lips can say
the tender meaning
we convey. I love you is unspoken in our language of love.
Now we've gotten to the phase of pure euphoria in the love story. Couples have come together. Anything seems possible. When it comes to the euphoria of love, no team really captured it better than Rodgers and Hart. So we're going to hear a song from the Boys from Syracuse. Now, the Boys from Syracuse debuted in 1938 before they had original cast albums. So in the 50s and 60s, Columbia put together some studio recordings of these great scores. One of the best recordings I know of is Jack Cassidy and Holly Harris in the show The Boys from Syracuse. Now, Jack Cassidy has always been one of my favorites. He's got that great, sly, powerful, witty musical theater voice. And one thing he does, which is pretty phenomenal, is he can sing E's and I's. Now, think about that for a second. Anyone can sing a A sound or an O sound or even a U sound. But to really hit it across the ballpark with an E and I, an E or an I, is takes a lot of talent. And that's what Jack Cassidy has in spades. So here he is with Holly Harris and the Boys from Syracuse. And listen to what he does at the end. It's absolutely thrilling. So here's pure, unbridled joy and love from the pen and keys, if that's the word, the sheet music of Rodgers and Hart.
In Verona, my late cousin Romeo was three times as stupid as my Dromio. For he fell in love and then he died of it. Poor half-wit. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
This must be love, for I don't feel so well. These sobs, these sorrows, these sighs. This must be love, here comes that dizzy smell. My head is up in the skies. Just now my heart stood still, it missed a beat.
This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
When we started the show today, I said that every song would have the word love in the title. You know, I hate to lie to my radio listeners, but I kind of twisted the truth a little bit on that last one. It was, of course, My Funny Valentine by Rodgers and Hart, sung by Sarah Vaughan. But today's broadcast is very much in the Valentine spirit. As they say, each day is Valentine's Day, so I stretched it a little bit. But I don't think you would mind. I think hearing Sarah Vaughan sing anything by Rodgers and Hart, it was always a treat. Well, hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Some of you may be listening by streaming. The show is also available on podcast at www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. I hope you continue to tune in, not only if you're listening live, but to hear our podcasts and to support this tremendous station that's bringing this fabulous music to you. I mean, I would love to be sitting and listening to it. That's the kind of commitment that WPPB gives to the great music of American pop culture. Okay, today's theme is love. So let's go to another love song in the title. This is by Rodgers and Hammerstein from a show I like a lot called Me and Juliet. It's music that Richard Rodgers, shall we say, repurposed from another entity, his Victory at Sea score. The music in Victory at Sea, which was a television documentary, purely orchestral score, used this theme called Beneath the Southern Cross. But when he and Hammerstein wrote the backstage musical Me and Juliet in 1953, Hammerstein put lyrics to it and became a huge pop hit for Perry Como. So let's hear one of the great love ballads in the Rodgers and Hammerstein canon.
Other love have I, only only my love for you. Only the dream we knew. No other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me. Into the night I cry. Hurry home, come home to me. Set me free. Free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly. Locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
That was the television and stage heartthrob Matthew Morrison singing Love to Me from The Light in the Piazza, wonderful musical about romance, pure romantic show written by Adam Gettle, who is, of course, Richard Rodgers' grandson. But why don't we drop that for a while? He's just a great composer-lyricist in his own right. All right, we've gotten to the phase of the arc in our little musical story where complications have to ensue to make it interesting, that couples don't meet up or there's some sort of obstacle or somebody decides that they have to go back to heaven. What? What are you talking about? Go back to heaven. Well, this is from the musical High Spirits, based on Noel Coward's Blight Spirit, where the lead character Elvira tells her former husband that he better love her quickly because she's a ghost, actually. She's going to go back to heaven or spin around with all the celebrities up there. Here's Shirley Horn to sing You Better Love Me While You May.
You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. You've got that gentle touch, that sentimental touch, that elemental touch, and you love me too. Yes, I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here, 'cause I've been known to disappear. Oh, don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks high above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me while you may. You'd better love me, hold me, squeeze me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. Melt away. The clock ticks high above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may.
It's always love, it's always love. There is a violent reaction to some chemical attraction on her part as well as his. And you have love, and you have love. Or do we dare in a democracy to shatter the hypocrisy and call it what it is? And what it is, and what it is just a lot of heavy breathing with some simmering and seething, not unpleasant now and then. But then it starts, but then it starts. It starts an open invitation to a moral obligation that is very bad for men. Yes, very bad for men. And after all, am I responsible at all? Because she needed to believe that I was something that I'm not. And if I shattered her illusions, she was jumping to conclusions. So here am I, so here am I. I had an innocent reaction to a physical attraction. Now my back's against the wall. It's always love, it's always love. Well, I am not convinced at all. She'll label me a heel, you know. I'm really not a heel, you know. It wasn't a bad deal, you know. Think how good I made her feel, you know. When all is said and done, you know, she had a bit of fun, you know. You didn't see her run, you know. She's over 21. You know.
Now she'll be hurt. Now she'll be hurt. Her little life will be in patches, and her breath will come in catches, and her nerves will be a knot. And as for me, and as for me, for just some momentary pleasure, I have run off with a treasure. Call the cops and have me booked. It's always love. It's always love. Damn it all. I think I'm hooked.
That was Tony Roberts as a Tony Curtis character in Sugar, the musical version of Some Like It Hot, throwing in the romantic towel. Well, we're at the point in our love program where there's nothing to do but surrender. And one of the great songs I know of surrendering to the amorous experience comes from the 1973 musical Cyrano, which starred Christopher Plummer. But here's the object of his affections, Lee Beery, completely surrendering to Cyrano's words, poetry, and the true affection that bubbles up in her heart, a rhapsodic moment of love. the curtain's about to come down on a romantic love story episode of Broadway to Main Street, and you're saying, what happened to She Loves Me? How could he not play She Loves Me? Well, of course, we'll wrap up with She Loves Me, that great musical Valentine. Here's the conclusion with Daniel Massey and Barbara Cook.
You sounded irresistible, Miss Balish. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking that's the kind of girl I could almost fall in love with.
But you never said anything.
How could I? I knew how you felt about me.
Oh, but you didn't, Mr. Novak. Really, you didn't. Because I was attracted to you. More than attracted. What a shame we never spoke up.
I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way. But together you and I will laugh at last night someday.
It's really true, then. It's what I hoped for, that it was you.
Dear friend, I had to tell you. I couldn't stand it until you knew.
Two weeks, I was so anxious. I was so tempted. I didn't dare.
I wanted you to know.
I thought you might have
guessed.
To tell the truth, I couldn't wait another day.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.